This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The trial of Chad Daybell continuing on, and in the last week, we saw a lot of Chad's children taking the stand. This is a new thing. We haven't really seen much from them at all. They gave an interview, I believe, to 48 hours, a little bit over a year ago, confessing how much they trust their dad and believe that he was framed and he had nothing to do with this, which, you know, if that's your dad and you had a relatively good upbringing with him in your mind, you're not going to want to think that dad is capable of what he's accused of doing. We're going to take a listen to some of that testimony. Joining me to discuss all of that, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. Last week, with all this testimony, before we get to the clips, what's been your takeaway thus far?
It strikes me the same as Alec Murdoch's surviving son thinks his dad's the greatest thing on earth.
Yeah. You know?
And it's sad, but I think they're off in their perceptions, and you kids and their parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why we have them, because they love us unconditionally in most cases.
Although, if you look at this case, on the opposite end of this, Colby Ryan, Lori's son, has walked away and said, no, you did this, Mom.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting because as we've seen with the two of them, that's why my original theory on how defense was going to roll with Chad was going to be placing it on Lori, because Lori is a little more obvious of a complete nut job.
I was going to say batshit crazy, but yes.
Yeah. I'm trying to say as technical as I can. Yes. I hate laughing at cases like this. So Chad has played the part of a semi-conscious human being, I think, for a part of his life.
Sure.
And just got... He turned into a moron teenager, really, mm-hmm. that... devalued human life to serve his own purposes and needs. And so I think what the children saw from him growing up obviously was a lot different than what Lori's did from her.
Yeah, without a doubt. Let's take a look at some of this testimony. This is Chad's daughter. There's been a lot of question about Tammy's health. Was she healthy before she died? A lot of the Daybell camp saying, oh, no, she wasn't, not at all. But if you actually look at the facts, she took a lot of supplements. Doesn't necessarily mean that you're in bad health, but they certainly believed that she was. This is Chad's daughter talking about Tammy going to bed early and her enjoyment of drinking colloidal silver. Take a look.
Her health started declining. I was really worried about it. She'd always been one to be able to meet the demands of daily life without being exhausted. And she started going to bed at like before dinner some nights. It would be like 5, 6, 7 o'clock at night. And she would sleep in too if given the opportunity. So suddenly needing to sleep a lot was very confusing to me.
Were you aware of any other health maladies that your mother may have suffered from?
She had anemia.
Okay. Were you aware of any medications that your mother may have taken?
She preferred herbal supplements. She did take the generic form of the medication Prozac.
Okay.
That was the only prescribed medication that she regularly took.
Were there any non-prescription medications or herbs or supplements that you're aware of?
Oh, definitely. She really liked using colloidal silver was her favorite.
Slow down for me. Colloidal silver?
Colloidal silver. It's distilled water with particles of silver in it to the part per million. It tastes like you're drinking water out of a metal water bottle, and it can cure everything.
Okay. And
I say that with a smile because you really should go to the doctor instead of drinking.
Else for speculation.
World.
Go ahead.
She would use colloidal silver as an antiviral, is what she called it. So anytime she felt under the weather, she would take colloidal silver and she would...
This calls for hearsay.
Overruled.
Yep. Go ahead.
I witnessed her drinking it and she would encourage other people in our household to do so.
believe Jim Baker just got sued recently for trying to hawk colloidal silver as like the cure-all for everything on his YouTube channel. Yes, that Jim Baker from Tammy Faye and Jim. Obviously, these are doomsday prep type people, so probably the type of folks who would call in and buy that as well. Thoughts on that testimony and what her daughter and Chad's daughter believed was going on with their mom.
A lot of conditioning.
Yeah.
It just seems, doesn't it sound like a lot of conditioning there? I mean,
yeah, it sounds like a robot.
Yeah. She totally is bought into everything. I mean, bought into everything that was going on, bought into what their mother was doing. What I heard her describe her mother as is, again, I'm not a licensed doctor or clinician in this, but it sounded like some depression, no doubt.
Yeah.
That was going on. You know, the sleep issues, that's the depression. So then the thing that entered my mind is what's causing that.
Maybe dad sleeping with Lori Vallow, that might have something to do with the depression.
And then what are you doing to regulate the pain you're feeling? What else are you taking besides colloidal silver? I mean, so there's a lot of things you could be ingesting into your body that could be causing that depression as well, which can cause mood swings and a whole host of other things because your husband is sleeping around with batshit crazy.
Yeah, I agree. It's interesting watching the testimony of these kids. Let's take a look
Go ahead. Isn't it?
It's completely. It's disturbing. It's sad. But what we're looking at, I think, is a lot of, like you said, conditioning and kids who are also brought up not to question anything either.
Yeah. So what we're seeing with the kids right there, in my opinion, is you're seeing a part of his cult.
Mm-hmm.
They've been groomed in this cult from a very young age. And so they're completely bought in because it's, again, when you throw the frog in the water and you slowly raise that temperature, eventually it's going to boil and it's going to have no idea. That's what I think you're seeing with these kids.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.